أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات. In this previous ayats we read that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala declared with regard to the discussion of the Christians of Najran that La ilaha illahu, that Allah is one, there is only Him, there is no Son of God, there is no Trinity, nothing whatsoever. Isa alayhi salam is not Allah, Allah is Allah, He is one and only. And two special qualities, sifat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah mentions here, Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim. Al-Aziz, the all-powerful. Such power Allah has that the whole world together, from the time of Adam alayhi salam till ever, all of them get together, they can't harm Allah Ta'ala in the least, but, and Allah can do absolutely as He wishes. He has full power over everything. And His power is not wild, that it is just used at random for anything to destroy, to break, etc. Al-Hakim, He is the most wise. So His power is harnessed by His wisdom. And everything Allah does is with His wisdom. So Allah has absolute power to do as He pleases, and He does all that according to His wisdom. That is important to keep in mind, to understand the ayat in front. In front then Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. وَهِي هَي جِسْنَ اُتَارِ تُجْ پَرْ كِتَابِ. It is He alone, that Allah who is one and only Him, and who is the all-powerful, and whose wisdom overpowers everything. He has sent down the kitab. So this kitab also is full of the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. If a person understands, he accepts Allah as La ilaha illahu, the oneness of Allah. He accepts Allah is Al-Aziz, the most powerful, Al-Hakim, the most wise. Then he will accept that the kitab of Allah is also like that. That by there is only wisdom, and he will not find any fault in the kitab. That it is a kitab from Allah, of course there is no fault. But when man has got fault in him, then according to that he sees mistakes and faults in the Quran Sharif. If a person has got his eyes, his glasses tinted green, then he sees everything green. And if it is blue, then he sees everything blue. So if we got weakness in us, then we see the wrong. So we have to understand Allah is the most wise. And His kitab, there is nothing wrong. It's perfect. So where we do, we think certain matters we don't understand, we should accept them wholeheartedly. That is a mu'min. Not that we try and make meanings of our own in those things. Unfortunately, that is the common practice today, that we take out our own meanings, what we don't understand of the Quran Sharif. People who have gone to this extent, Muslim people, to say that Jannat and Jahannam is not a reality. It is just like a dream that you will see. And so because they can't understand Jannat and Jahannam is a reality. We don't understand the Qudrat of Allah, the wisdom of Allah. Then we want to give different interpretations. Mi'raj, then we can't accept it. And we say it was a dream. It wasn't in reality. So this is absolutely necessary that a person must know the power of Allah, the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. And then the kitab, he will be able to understand it correctly in that light. Otherwise, he won't understand it. So Allah says clearly, clarifying that point, of this kitab which Allah has revealed, minhu ayatu muhkamat. Usme baaz ayatein hain muhkam. There are certain ayats which are known muhkam, and what are they? Hunna ummul kitab. Yani unke maana wazeh hai, aur wo asal hai kitab ki. That is the muhkam, muhkamah, ayats of the Quran whose meanings are very clear. Any and every person can clearly understand that. And they are the Ummul Kitab, the very basis, the foundation of the Kitab, the basis of Deen. Like for example, Tawheed, one, that all understand the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, that Islam alone is the path of salvation. Only Islam, by only وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Any person who will choose any other religion, any way of life besides Islam, it will not be accepted from him. That the whole ummah knows, ordinary people also know. But today, with the interfaith and the Abrahamic Accord, big ulama are going in that direction, that Islam is not necessary for salvation. Which are Ummul Kitab, which are Muhkamat, which are clear signs, and people are going against that. Interest in very, very clear terms, Allah has made interest haram. By calling it Islamic banking and making it jihad, it's going against the very grain of Islam. That Islam does not permit interest in any way, whether you call it now Islamic banking, Islamic finance or whatever. Now all you have done is what is a clear-cut instruction, interest is haram. Ahallallahu al-bay'a wa harrama al-riba. Allah has made riba totally haram. Now, unfortunately, the learned people are making it halal. And big muftis, they are signing off for the banks and for Islamic finance and Islamic banking is jaiz. Similarly, photography, it is clear cut, it is haram. It is very, very clear cut. There is no ambiguity in it whatsoever. And the irony of the matter is, those people who say that photography is permissible, they say on the basis that it's not a photograph. It's not a hand-drawn photograph. It's not a tasweer. But when they discuss the masala, they say tasweer ka masala. That is the question about the tasweer, about the picture. So they are saying it's a picture. Then they are going to prove it's not a picture. The whole discussion of this is that it is the masala, it is a question of tasweer, of a picture. And so they accept and admit it's a picture. Then the whole discussion is that it's not a picture. So all these things, the Quran is very clear on these matters. And from the Quran, what the Quran has taught us to follow the hadith. And the hadith are very absolute hadith that photography is haram. So these are the kitab, ayat which are known as muhkamat, ummul kitab, the oneness of Allah. Islam is the only religion of salvation. Interest is haram. Photography is haram. It's clear cut in the Quran Sharif. وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتِ اور دوسری ہیں متشابہات یعنی مفہوم معلوم یا معین نہیں. That is, there are other kitabs. Allah in His wisdom has put other ayats of the Quran Sharif, the meaning of it which is not clear. Either they've got two meanings, those ayats, or the meaning is not clear. So the right thing to do here, as the ayats in front explain, that understand those ayat according to the muhkamat, ummul kitab, according to the fundamentals of deen, those ayats which the meaning is not clear, the people of wisdom, of knowledge, who have got deep knowledge, they accept it and they follow what the ayat and muhkamat are. And on the other hand, those people who have got a sickness in their heart, who got crookedness in their heart, from the ayat mutashabihat, and this is what Allah has made a test. They take out all wrong meanings from the Quran Sharif. And they use the Quran to prove points which are totally against the Quran Sharif. Like for example, music is totally haram. But they use ayats of the Quran to prove that music is permissible. For example, parda between man and woman is a clear-cut instruction in Islam. Everyone knows. Those who don't practice also, they know Islam's command is woman must be separate, man must be separate. But they use ayat of the Quran to prove that there is no parda in Islam. So these are those people who have got this crookedness in their heart, who have got a sickness in their heart, and they use wrong things to prove. They use the right ayahs to prove their wrong things. And unfortunately, that is the order of the day today. Everywhere that is happening and that is being done. Whereas the ordinary Muslim, a young boy, a young girl, knows that photography is haram, music is haram, interest is haram. But big, big ulama and big, big muftis are proving it is jais and it is halal. So yeah, this ayat, if a person understands this, then he will easily understand why these people have gone astray and why they have gone wrong. That those people who have got the sickness in their heart, yeah, Allah has called it zayhun, crookedness in the heart, kaji, crookedness. Other many, many ayats of the Quran, Allah has called it marad, sickness of the heart. وَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. They've got the sickness of the love of dunya, or either they love their photography, they love interest, they love the ways of the kuffar, they want to make the kuffar happy, not Allah and His Rasul happy, they want to follow the ways of the West, and they've got love for them, somewhere in their heart they've got love. So they use all this to prove the wrong things. So if we understand these basic points, and this is a very important, very beautiful academic discussion also, and at the same time very important and of the fundamentals of our deen. If a person understands that, he won't be confused and he'll see clearly what is the right way and who is on the right path and who is on the wrong path. Like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told that إِنَّ أَخْوَفَ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَى هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ. The biggest thing that I fear for this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is الْمُنَافِقُ الْعَلِيمُ. A munafiq who is an alim. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قِيلَ وَمَا الْمُنَافِقُ الْعَلِيمُ. That we don't understand. How can a alim be a munafiq? He can't understand. So he said that alimul lisan. With the tongue, they are very big alims. They speak all the things of deen. Beautiful, flowery talks they will give. Very enticing talks they will give. And jahilul qalb. But their heart, they complete jahil in their heart. Jahilul amal. As far as the amal is concerned, complete jahils they are. So that is a reality. We said in Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu feared, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared clearly in the hadith that this time will come in my ummah when this will happen. And we see it now very, very clearly. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand Quran, to imbibe the teachings of the Quran, and to live according to the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana. Thank you.